December 18, 1927, how the Virgin possessed the kingdom of the divine fiat. How the lights dived, and she was able to conceive. How Jesus, from within the veil of his humanity, like rising sun, kept tracing all creatures. How each divine manifestation is a commitment that God makes to creatures. I was thinking about the great love of when my highest good, Jesus, incarnated himself in the womb of the heart of the Sovereign Lady. And of how a creature, though holy and with no stain at all, could contain a God. And my always lovable Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, my celestial mama possessed my will. She was so filled with it as to overflow with light, but so much, that her waves of light rose up into the bosom of our divinity. And making herself the conqueror by the power of our divine volition which she possessed, she conquered the celestial father, and captured the light of the word into her light, and made him descend even into her womb, within the same light which she had formed by virtue of my divine will. I could never have descended from heaven had I not found our own light within her, our own will reigning in her. Had it not been so, it would have been like descending, from the very first moment, into a foreign house. But I was to descend into my house. I was to find the place into which to lower my light, my heaven, my countless joys. And the celestial Sovereign Lady, by possessing my divine will, prepared for me this dwelling, this heaven, in nothing dissimilar from the celestial fatherland. Is perhaps not my will that which forms the paradise of all the blessed? So, as the light of my fiat drew me into her womb and the light of the word descended, the lights dived together, and the pure virgin, queen and mother, with few drops of blood which she made flow from her burning heart, formed the veil of my humanity around the light of the word, and enclosed it within it. But my light was immense, and while my divine mama enclosed its sphere within the veil of my humanity which she formed for me, she could not contain the rays. They overflowed outside and, more than sun, which, at its rising, from the height of its sphere spreads its rays over the earth, to trace the plants, the flowers, the sea and all creatures, to give the effects which its light contains to all. And, as though triumphant, from the height of its sphere it looks at the good it does and at the life it infuses in each thing it invests, so I did, more than rising sun, from within the veil of my humanity, the rays that overflowed outside kept tracing all creatures, to give my life and the good I had come to bring upon earth, to each one of them. These rays from within my sphere pounded on each creature. They beat down strongly, to tell them, "Open for me, take the life I have come to bring you." This sun of mine never sets, and still continues to follow its course, spreading its rays, pounding and pounding, on the hearts, on the wills, on the minds of creatures, over and over again, in order to give my life. But how many close the doors to me and reach the point of making fun of my light? But my love is so great, that in spite of this I do not draw back, I continue my continuous rising to give life to creatures. After this, I was continuing my round in the divine volition, and my beloved Jesus added, "My daughter, each prophecy I gave to my prophets about my coming upon earth was like a commitment I made to creatures of my coming into their midst. And the prophets, by manifesting them, disposed the peoples to desire and to want a good so great. And these, in receiving these prophecies, received the deposit of the commitment. And as I kept manifesting the time and the place of my birth, I kept increasing the pledge of the commitment. So I am doing with the kingdom of my will. Each manifestation I make concerning my divine fiat is a commitment that I make. Each knowledge about it is one more pledge that I add. And if I make my commitments, it is a sign that, just as the kingdom of redemption came, so will the kingdom of my will come. My words are lives that I issue from myself, and life must have its dwelling and produce its effects. Do you think that one more manifestation, or one less, is something trivial? It is one more commitment that a God makes, and our commitments cannot go lost. and the more commitments we make, the closer the time is to carry out our commitments and to place them all in safety. This is why I require of you highest attention, and that you let nothing escape you. Otherwise you would let a divine commitment escape you, and this would carry some consequences.